What if there's another COVID surge? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The White House is ready, making 4 more COVID tests available that you can order today to mail to every household.
A senior administration official says there haven't been any requests for help at local hospitals and nursing homes yet, but surge teams, ventilators, and personal protective equipment are ready. The administration has continued to urge Americans to get their updated COVID and flu shots and is asking states and local governments to do more to encourage people.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. We just got an update on the economy showing we haven't been spending as much.
This includes Cyber Monday and Black Friday. The expectation was down 0.1. We came in down 0.6% month to month on retail sales.
That's Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassone. There was a drop in first-time unemployment claims last week, down to 211,000. The Senate has unanimously approved a bill to ban TikTok on government-issued devices. Republican Marco Rubio says the app's parent company's Chinese-owned.
People that are on there dumping all kinds of data that the government of China gets access to on location, your pictures, your text, your consumer behavior, what the algorithm is learning from you.
TikTok denies China has access. Russia's targeting more Ukrainian infrastructure, bombing the city of Kharkiv today as Russia warns if the U.S. sends Patriot air defense systems to Ukraine, as has been reported, that would provoke a response from Moscow. The day after an American was freed from Russian custody.
Sued Murakezi is a U.S. Air Force veteran who settled in Ukraine 4 years ago. They accused him of being a CIA operative. Mr. Murakezi has now been freed, along with over 60 Ukrainians, and in an interview with ABC, claimed he'd been held in a torture chamber where he was beaten and subjected to electric shocks.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. This week's stormy weather keeps moving east. More tornadoes could hit the south. Heavy snow in the north, Wyoming to Vermont. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Senate could join the House, giving the government more money to keep operating to avert a shutdown this weekend.
A one-week continuing resolution is expected to get final approval today as negotiators hammer out a final agreement on a more than $1.5 trillion measure funding government through the fiscal year.
And even then, the calendar will still make this a challenging sprint.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell is endorsing the agreement over the objection of House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
They should not jam us now. They should not jam the American public. We cannot afford it.
House Republicans say a better option is extending funding into early next year and taking up a broader spending package after the GOP takes control of the House. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There is bipartisan concern about the court-ordered end to Title 42 next week. The Trump-era border policy that prevented some migrants from entering the U.S. illegally for COVID reasons, though there's still been a record surge of illegal crossings. And Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar tells Fox a bigger wave could come after the policy ends.
As long as they feel that the border's open, this is not going to stop.
Arizona is facing a federal lawsuit over what's happening at the border.
The Justice Department sues the state of Arizona and its outgoing Republican Governor Doug Ducey, calling on officials to immediately stop putting up shipping containers as barriers at the U.S.-Mexico border and to remove them, alleging they trespass on federal land. Ducey's office says it's ready to remove the containers, but wants the federal government to release a timeline of when it will fill the gaps after previously vowing to do so. The governor suing federal officials in October over objections to the container wall, citing a surge of migrants arriving at the southern border, arguing Arizona has jurisdiction.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin on Wall Street. Ahead of the opening bell this hour, Dow futures now down more than 300 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.